Good morning, Seattle. It is 5:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on February the 21st, 2021. And this is the next installment in the ongoing series of work to rediscover the lost prison lectures of Charles Manson. In the year 2019, Dr. Ruth Hubrington of the Vancouver Institute for the Study of Moonbeams. Dr. Ruth Hubrington of the Vancouver Institute for the Study of Moonbeams and Spiritual Auras and Laser Light Shows. She discovered bits and pieces of toilet paper. She discovered cardboard etchings and bits of driftwood. She found on various ephemera and pictures and old cassette tapes the lost prison lectures of Charles Manson. These are lectures that were given in prison between the years 1997 and 1999, respectively. Dr. Ruth Hubrington, I know her last name is hard to say. That's not her problem, that's yours. Dr. Ruth Hubrington has spent months and weeks and a lot of time taking these bits and pieces of toilet paper and other shit and retrieving from them the etchings, the reflections, the thoughts of Charles Manson. Her work is so critical to the worldwide let's understand why people are crazy and tell people to do crazy kill shit movement, which is currently ongoing because of the monkey herpes Tide Pod challenge, you know, thingy. People want to understand, man, why crazy nutty people tell other people to do crazy nutty shit. And then the question is, why do they do that crazy nutty shit? So one hopes that these lectures will illuminate the question of why do people do crazy, nutty, stupid, monstrous bullshit? This is a good question. People want to know. Along with Dr. Ruth Hubrington, Mr. Ken Hayes of the San Francisco startup company Super Beam Energy. Mr. Ken Hayes is an expert in crystals and sands and oils and tacos. He has been working with Dr. Hubrington to use advanced, you know, X-ray crystallography bullshit. He's also been using all sorts of weird experiments in laser chemistry and proton maximization. This work could not have been completed without the staying up late at night, double-fisting whiskey, snorting cocaine dedication of Mr. Ken Hayes, there's every chance this would have failed. So this next lecture, the lecture in the ongoing series, is lecture number 10. We don't know how many lectures there's going to be. There's a good chance there could be up to 50. A small book is somewhere between 40 and 50,000 words. So there's a good chance there'll be 50. Not that we're counting words, man. We're counting the days until we can see each other. This is the next lecture in the ongoing rediscovered lecture series, Charles Manson's Lost Prison Lectures. This is lecture number 10. Lecture number 10, and the title is Barnacle Women. This lecture was given by Charles Manson to a bunch of his cafeteria friends in the prison cafeteria during a riot on January the 6th, 1998. This is Barnacle Women. Some fuckhead. The other day a guard came to my cell. He said, "Chuck, what the fuck?" He said, "Chuck, what the fuck?" and tossed a dirty, nasty, used tampon at me. I took that thing and I put it in between two slices of Wonder Bread and I started eating it. And I could taste the curdled and dried blood and the juices of womanhood and the disease of life. They do this, the guards. They do this, come by my cell and taunt me with their demon dragon glare, and the female guards like Brenda the bitch, fuck. Y'all know who I'm speaking of. Anywho, that fucking hoe will fart through the bars and call me limp dick and toss old cottage cheese at me, fuck. And it got me thinking about women. There are so many kinds of women. And we need to be careful, brothers. We need to be careful. Our male power is contained in our tube magic. Our magic is the cosmic grease which spins this world to and fro and mixes the milkshake of historical significance, baby. There are kind and gentle women, women who bake bread and sing songs and make love on the summer grass. There are hag witch women who tear you apart with their goth looks and their slinky dresses and all the needle marks, all the needle tracks, on their white, clammy inner thighs. There are hag witch women who tear you apart with their goth looks and their slinky dresses and all the needle tracks on their white, clammy inner thighs. These are all terrible. A man needs to seek the love of a barnacle woman. The two-toothed male hooker Marty, he remembered finding the cootie goop below the third master of Teglos. He had six Johns waiting on him. They all paid in silver and bullets and belts. He showed me the hole, and I saw the goddess spread her wings and steal my smoke blender. That's what you're left with. Old, stale, miserable, wet dreams. Seaside surprise. I took the short path to Eden after the monkey crows of Compton chased me to Malibu. I got high and took a hammer to Slim. Slim passed out and his head was bleeding, and this did not go unnoticed. We were crazy. We were crazy and making way and waves, and the Beach Boys were making music with us, and then JoJo said, "Hey Chuck, why don't we fuck?" She was a hot one, JoJo. Sexy, beautiful, unbelievably cute, right? She had black hair and freckled skin that was sunburned. She wore an old t-shirt and tore up jeans and a navy pea coat. When she pulled down her pants, you could tell she was ripe and ready for action. But this was not the finality of the thing. There's more to it, buddy. If you open your third eye to the glowing goddess of retribution, you can see that green speck, and it lurks behind the eyeballs of your own dogged bullshit. Your mind is melting from old sweaty coins you shoved in your ears, and your stool is turning blue. After all this, you cannot find your way to the meat palace. And old bitch wardens will twist your nuts. Cast your wishes upon the seagrass. Take time to smell the waffle turtles that gather near the shore. Burn the sunbathers with napalm surprises and take their ashes and spread them among the bird scrags of San Luis Obispo. Place where old monks worship Dagon and serve eight masters of disguise. In that world, you are the muskrat warrior, and she is your queen of delight. And after 700 years, your heart will turn to glass, baby. Turn to glass, baby. You can't take that trip. Her trip is your death, baby. You can't take that trip. The trip befalls a man running from a snake goddess covered in Twimby grease. And bucket eagles search for small rats living in the high-rise condo where you painted over the bullet holes in the ceiling. And the monkey priest says go, so you go. The girls I've known are speed freaks, and lucky loons and crippled hearts from old-timey storybook land. They carry purses filled with tampons and cigarettes and tickets to old movies they've seen. Alone. The girls I've known travel in packs. The girls I've known travel in packs and hiss and are ready for action. They have spiked out hair and erratic glances. And take their time when massaging your cock. Those women. Capital thinking from that sweet fleet of cherry chicks. Those women. All of whom carried switchblades inside their dresses and under their boobs and would cut you deep. Cut you deep, man. Watch out for those switchblades under their boobs. And razor blades, the women I know. This is why we are stuck, brothers, in these prisons of our mind, women. But is there no escape from this bullshit? The ride ain't cheap. But if you stand on the corner of 11th and Boblimptock Avenue and seek out Hera, the girth mistress of Central Town, you can take her to the castle and see the wizards and talk over the spell that will take you beyond. In her flight, she will wing you to the heavens, and there you will see women covered in layers of love and death and rock and fury. These are the mountain women of Mars. These are the women we should launch into space. Barnacle women. These are the women of the city. These are the women of the city. They hunt beaver bass by the old mill where the harlot bishops hold court with rat banshees. All of this is left for the taking. If you have the heart of a spent hoe, lost on the world stage and bleeding from every hole, the women are hardy and sturdy, and their legs are covered in hair. They speak five languages and know kung fu, and they can bend in all directions to leave their smear upon the stale old crust of that bedeviled wilderness. Do you hear me, fucker? Do you hear me, fucker? Deliver to the goddess the 10 drinks of honey piss and give her the golden shower. Devour her love chili if she serves it up. But discard the overused condoms. Remember, brothers, you can use a condom twice if you've been exposed to radiation. This is of greater importance than water. And listen, brothers, because this is critical, this is the key. Breathe the free spirit of her barnacle juice. Her skin will be rough, coarse, covered in calcium deposits and old sins. Her mind will be split. Her mind will be split and shifty, but in her eyes you will find the chasm and the organic exploration of soul Nazis and spiritual time vampires. This was a continuing, ongoing translation of a series of prison lectures given by Charles Manson. Prison-style lectures given in a prison-style way, thanks to the dogged hard work of Dr. Ruth Hurbrington and Mr. Ken Hayes, we have these selections, these special choice selections of these lost little chunks of thinking. Thinking that really, when you think about it, kind of makes sense in this COVID, monkey herpes, sideways Tide Pod world. But remember, this is the thought. These are the thoughts of the long gone Charles Manson. He's not alive any longer. He can't dispute this. He's not going to sue me. And what lawyer would take that anyways? So who knows? Maybe these are the new Hitler's diaries. Almost as real. Of course, this process doesn't pay for itself. It takes hours and hours, days and days. It takes seconds and hours and days and minutes to do this work. It takes the work of at least 800 women in a Korean sweatshop outside of Weijambu. And they work every day. They work 20 hours a day. They work 7 days a week. They'd work 8 days a week if we added a day. They work hard to get this, to make this happen, and they get paid at least a penny an hour. That's a lot of money when you think about it, if you really think hard enough. So, if you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter, if you've taken care of your friends and your kids and that fucking French bulldog you own, and you still have money left over after stockpiling food and ammo and road flares and about 800 cans of, you know, Hormel chili. If you've done all this, if you have your 1,000 cans of Hormel chili and your 800 pounds of basmati rice and your 1,200 little canisters of turmeric and curry sauce, because you're going to need it to eat that street rat, you fuck. If you've done all of this plus the Tabasco sauce to help with the street rat and the mungus freaks, and you've got all the swords and knives and hatchets and machetes you need, and you've stockpiled on cables and sprockets and all types of metal pointy things that you can use to jab into the eyes of a Grombo freak, and you still have money left over after all that, don't get yourself a pocket fisherman. It'll just foul up the first time you're fishing for alligator. Instead, donate those one or two pennies or bucks to this particular podcast so that the Little Saigon Report can work with Ken Hayes and Dr. Ruth Hrubrington and those 800 sweatshop workers outside of Weijambu so we can keep translating these critical, important Charles Manson-style lost prison lectures of life and love and all kinds of magic. You could learn how to find the person you're supposed to be with by listening to Charles, if you understand his thinking. But how can you understand his thinking? How can you really even do that if you don't listen to the lectures, right? So anywho, I hope you guys have a great day, and I'll talk to you later.